Cork's Red FM.
Injury front, we've won one injury in the sense of Philip Hogan has broken his hands, but other than that, we're fully fit, you know, so it's not, we're in a good position there, you know. Well, so far, with a week to go anyway, you know.
And will it be kind of just a low-key week in training, just so you don't pick up any injuries like that?
No, I think, like, if you meander into matches just after just strolling around in training, like, you set yourself up. So we will train, like, as if we're playing a match, you know, for, we won't go as long as previous sessions, but certainly we'll be as intense as anything, you know.
And is the week coming up to a big game like this difficult to keep players focused?
Absolutely not, no. Tis the exciting, you know, time of year, like semi-finals. Any time are exciting and people look forward to. And as I said, it's better than doing pre-season work and trudging around pitches and, you know, playing, you know, games which aren't as significant as this. So no, it's not difficult at all. And like, there's a great enthusiasm about our lads, you know, in the sense that the Cork guys who won, you know, the All-Ireland, and they're going to be in a position to, you know, put themselves in, you know, out again, you know, in the top level of football. Like, so we're good, you know, we're in a good position.
And just looking at the opposition, Eddie, Carl Mannion and Frankie Dolan are the names that stand out for the Roscommon side. What sort of challenge are you expecting?
A massive challenge. Like, I suppose, like, they're two of the marquee names, but they have, like, their half-back line is an inter-county half-back line, and, you know, the Roscommon captain is there in Demickin and Ian Kilbride on the other wing, and they've sent in Kilbride, who's a former inter-county player, and full forward. So, like, I look at it like this, Joe, that Munster have won one All-Ireland club in the last 16 years. Connacht have won six, seven, and they've been in like 10 finals, so we're the poor relations at this stage, you know. So, like, it's up to us to fix that. So we're under no illusions as to the task ahead, you know. Like, the Bridgets, their second time out in 4 years, you know, and they were unlucky in the semi-final. So, like, people will look at it and say, oh, this is, you know, Nemo on history, like, you know, but the history, as I've just shown you there, we're the poor relations at the moment, so we have to go fix that, you know. So I expect a massive challenge, you know.
And I suppose it's just interesting that St. Bridget's have gone 14 weeks without a competitive game. Is that an advantage for your side?
I know they've been playing Sigerson sides, and they played Clare Lair last weekend as well. Like, so, not I wouldn't think so. You know, like, that, it's like, you know, you could be saying the same for us against Crokes before the Strad Valley match, and we had an excellent first half performance. You know, so. It's like the standard of Sigerson teams that you're playing, like, they're not far off inter-county standard with all the players they've got. So I'm not a bit worried about them. I have my own concerns, you know, so I would be looking at them too much in that sense. But they'll be fine and we'll be fine, you know.
And you spoke about history there, and you said, like, Bridgets were there in 2007. But Nemo have reached this stage six times in the last 11 years. Will you look to the experienced guy now next Saturday to help the team through?
Yeah, like, it's like, I suppose it's like, history is irrelevant, really. Like, I suppose historically we've the best record in the All-Ireland club, but we're not the best team in the country, and you only win an All-Ireland club by proving that. So we've, you know, like, it was 2003 before the last time we won it, so that's 8 years ago. So it's irrelevant, but there is a bank of history there. But, like, it's, Bridgets have that, you know, they've the same experience there, you know, and it accounts for something, but ultimately on the day it's what you do on the day, you know.
And like you said, 2003 was the last time you won the final. How hungry are the lads to get back to Croke Park on St. Patrick's Day and win it again?
Oh, well, there, like, I suppose that in 2003 it was like, so Stephen O'Brien and Colin Corkery and Larry Kavanagh's team, and there's experienced guys now in Brian O'Regan and Derek Kavanagh and James Masters and Sean O'Brien who want to, you know, that this is their group, and they want to prove that they are the best. But the only thing you can do on Saturday is prove you're the best in the two provinces that we're, you know, Munster and Connacht. And as I said, that's all we've got our sights set on, and that's all we can hope to win, you know.
And is confidence high that you can reach the final?
If we score more than them, we will. But no, look, we're in good shape, and as I expect them to be, and it'll be a massive battle, but we'll be tough to beat. But as I said, if we score more than them, we'll be there. Red.